to A Voice of a People with Linda Sims live here on WWGH 107.1 FM radio. Good day to you. We stream live on the web, www.wwgh1071.com. You have the privilege to download a free app called TuneIn and search on any electronic device, cell phone, iPhone, laptops, or computers. And when you get the app TuneIn, remember to search WWGH. And you can take advantage of all the different programs that we have to offer you. Please call if you have any questions or would like to make any contacts with myself or my guest, which will be Laura Lee Dawson today. Telephone number here at the station is 740-383-9944. Let me share with you those who faithfully support A Voice of a People, starting with Chappies Hydraulic Hose Specialist, LLC, 1325 North Main Street in Marion, Ohio. Telephone number 740-382-8552. Logos Christian Ministries, Pastor Jackie Peterson, 582 Lee Street, Marion, Ohio. Telephone number there, 740-223-1515 or www.logoschristianministries.com. They have an ongoing announcement, and it is free produce market every second Saturday of every month from 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. except for March. They will be having it March the 15th. It will be the third Saturday, March the 15th. So please note your calendars if you intend on taking advantage of this free produce market, or if you know someone who needs help with free produce, please give them March the 15th. The address, 582 Lee Street, Marion, Ohio. And again, it'll be on a Saturday, and it's from 12 noon until 2 p.m. No appointment necessary. Simply show up. Provide your name and number of people in your family. We have Inspect Ohio, LLC, your one-call home inspection company with your real estate needs. 25 years of experience working for you, and that is out of LaRue, Ohio. And telephone number there is 740-262-0939. And she was just my guest yesterday, Cheryl Lee. She's a supporter of this show, and we thank her for her support. Also, I have something. We're celebrating Black History Month here. Well, I guess all over the country, in certain areas, they're celebrating Black History Month. And I have a oratorical contest participant, Brianna Walker, age 16. This was presented April 2018, senior division, runner-up, Columbus Alternative High School, 10th grade, Columbus, Ohio, career aspirations, entertainment lawyer with undergraduate degree in communications. She's pretty precise about what she wants to do. That's great at 16. Open yourself to the possibilities of doing something out of your comfort zone. And I have a statement or a clip from Dr. Martin Luther King. He delivers his last speech. I've been to the mountaintop at Mason Temple in Memphis, Tennessee. Let us rise up tonight with a greater readiness. Let us stand with a greater determination, and let us move on in these powerful days. These days of challenge to make America what it ought to be. We have an opportunity to make America a better nation. And that was a quote from Dr. Martin Luther King. I have been to the mountaintop speech, April 3rd, 1968. And last year was 50 years commemorating his death. Amen. Amen. We had a lot of great people.
We did.
Yes, a lot of great people. Oh, let me share this with you. At Ohio State University, Wednesday, which is tomorrow, February 27th at 12:30 p.m., Ohio State Marion Minority Community Panel, ticket sale, location, OSU, Marion, Maynard Hard, Guthrie Room, telephone number 740-725-6251. And Thursday, February 28th at 6:30 p.m., Marion Community Minority Panel is free. Location again is at Ohio State University of Marion, Maynard Hall, Guthrie Room. Telephone number 740-725-6251. And Saturday is the culmination of all the Black History events. This is sponsored by the Black Heritage Council. Ticket sale, location, all occasions, Waldo, Ohio. And that begins at 5:30 p.m. Telephone number 740-751-9328 if you are in need of tickets or know someone who does need a ticket. And that will be Saturday, March the 2nd, once again at 5:30 p.m. at all occasions, Waldo, Ohio. All right, I have a thought for you today. Tea bag. Just like a tea bag colors the water with flavors and fragrance when you put it into hot water. In the same way, the next time you are in hot water, be like a tea bag and color your world with positive attitude and action. That is, allow the situation to bring out the best in you and make an impact on everything around you. That was kind of cute.
It was very cute.
And the other voice you hear is Laura Lee Dawson. She's my guest today. And I thought I'd start like this. I know when I came in, my memory says, oh, Laura Lee Dawson. Everyone says, oh, I know Laura Lee. You know, every time you're on my show. I heard that, you know. Yeah. That's good.
It is good.
Yes.
It's good for people to know us and to know what we are about.
That's true.
And as you were talking about Dr. Martin Luther King and he was talking about the future, I could not help but think of our children.
Right.
Who are our future, from kindergarten on up, which is what really got me involved in Child Evangelism Fellowship. Mm-hmm. Although I got to be honest, Linda, I never really thought I'd do a Good News Club. However, times change and situations come about. But with our auction coming up this Saturday, March the 2nd, and I've got a list here on my phone that Cheryl sent me, so I'm good. it's important for us to know the people in our community who are willing to sponsor and to take part in our endeavors to teach these children the Bible. And we're 45 years old, so we started 5 years after Dr. Martin Luther King's death.
Wow.
And that's something that I think sets a mark in our nation, but it also sets a mark in Marion.
Oh yes, definitely.
And the 26 sponsors that I've got here on my list, so many of them, you know, are people who have supported in the past, and there are some new ones as well. My boss, for instance, Jim Dittmeyers, who's a CPA here in Marion, I've known him since 2000. But they decided that they would sponsor a table this year because they want to invest in our children.
Right.
They want to invest in the training of the next generation. And that's where we're at.
Yes, we are.
And, you know, I get on my soapbox and I'm off and running because I see the importance of that reaching those children. There's so much going on in their world.
Mm-hmm.
So many things, Linda, we don't have a clue about.
No, we don't.
But for that hour and a half or hour and 15 minutes that we have on a week from October through April, we can sow seeds. We can let them know that they are loved, that they matter, that there is a future and hope for them in their lives.
Right.
And it's so important that people realize we partner together. We had Voice of Hope at our church, Word of Life Christian Center, which is a sponsor of CEF.
Right.
And she was there Sunday, and as she was talking about working with the families and reaching those children that after they're born, saving them is important.
Yes, it is.
It is so important,
because
you don't know what God's got planned for that child.
No.
But it is also important that as they save them, we have a system in place that we can impart the Word of God,
right,
that we can impart the value of their human life, that we can make them understand the value and the purpose of their lives,
mm-hmm,
not so they have to wander around and try and find out what's going on.
Right.
And when they become parents, then that's passed on down to that next generation.
That's true.
And it
true.
Just keeps going. And as we, you know, another one of the people that is sponsor, that is going to be a sponsor is Mary Kay Beauty Consultant Margie Herr.
Okay.
You know, it's important that we make them understand that the attractiveness is not the shock.
Right.
The attractiveness is enhancing what God has already given you.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got a beautiful little girl in my Good News Club, and she has a sister.
Okay.
They are beautiful little girls. And I am so proud of the way that their mother takes the time to make sure they're dressed right.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they don't have the best.
Right.
But they have, and they are proud, and they're beautiful because she's instilling in them their worth.
Yes, absolutely.
And you know, when you reach my age, you need all the help you can get with makeup. Trust me. But
speaking for myself,
exactly. You know, it's like, whoa. I've noticed when I don't put my makeup on, everybody tells me how tired I look.
Yeah.
And you can hear from my voice, I've been ill.
A lot
and
of people have.
Everybody's concerned that I'm going to fall apart, I guess. I don't know. But my daughter looked at me last night and she said, I said to her, do I look as bad as I feel? And she looked at me and she said, well, if you feel really bad, yes, you look. I said,
was
thank
that
you
Tanya?
So much.
Did Tanya say that?
Yeah, Tanya did say that. You know what? I need to learn not to ask her questions. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But anyway, back to our auction. It's from, the doors are opening at 10:30.
Right.
There are so many nice things there. Lunch is $10. And it's, lunch is just, you can have shredded chicken, pulled pork, or sloppy joes. There's a salad. There's green beans. There's desserts. There's drinks. I mean, it is well worth what you would spend anywhere, even if you went to McDonald's or Wendy's or Burger King.
That's true.
That $10, because everything is donated,
yes,
that $10 goes to support a Child Evangelism Fellowship.
Right.
Goes to support our work here in Marion County. And with that, it is just so important that people realize and come and just browse and walk through.
Oh, yes.
The children will be singing. Obviously, I'm not going to be. I'm lucky to be talking. But I think Jan Ben is going to lead our children in singing.
Right.
The auction stops at 1, and then we begin to collect and let everybody know who got what.
Right.
I love a silent auction.
Yeah,
I think
right.
It is so much fun.
It is. So much fun. You're so right about that. Great. And I know you mentioned, okay, I didn't think that I would be doing a Good News Club.
Mm-hmm.
So now that you're doing one, what do you think about it?
I think the Good News Club is probably one of the best kept secrets in Marion, number one. Number two, and I'll be 75 years old in May.
Mm-hmm.
My volunteers that help me are all in their 70s as well.
Wow.
So what we need is some young people.
Mm-hmm.
I love doing it. I think it is so worthwhile. But it needs to have the energies of a younger person, someone in their 50s, early 60s. You know, 15 years ago, I could have breezed through this.
Right, right.
But the older you get, whether you think it or not, my sister says, I can do as much as I've always done.
Right, right.
It just takes me longer to recuperate from doing it. And that's where we're at. I love the kids, and you know, it's I think it's an impact in the school.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you can see a difference in those children. We had, I think, 12 or 14 last Thursday, and yes, sometimes they come in rambunctious. But I think we have a window, Linda, that we really need to cultivate.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not hard to teach. No. Everything is laid out for you.
Yes.
I mean, and you know, I do a word find for mine, and I try and do a third grade level because I've got a couple kindergartners and I got a couple fifth graders, mm-hmm. and so I try and do the in-between. They love that. They love the story. They can answer all the questions.
Oh, that's wonderful.
And they love, I give them Smarties.
Okay.
Because if you answer a question, you're a Smartie.
Right. That's true.
I also give them the word find and the memory verse in a cookies or a little candy bar or some potato chips, something to take
right.
home
mm-hmm.
from. We have a snack, obviously, when we first start. But I think that we really need to take a serious look at investing. We're growing. We are, Marion County is part of a 9-county chapter.
Mm-hmm. In the state of Ohio.
In the state of Ohio. And we are second in the number of schools and classes we hold
okay.
in that 9-county, which speaks volumes.
Yes,
Marion
does.
County is high because we are, as I said, we are in all of them except one.
Mm-hmm.
And that, I think, is a testament to the people here in Marion.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
I also think it's a testament to our business owners
mm-hmm.
who have supported us through the years. The new ones coming on that are supporting us.
Right.
And the ones that have been constant and continuous and supporting us. You know, Inspect Ohio has been a supporter since the beginning. And it's just an important part. Churches, Cornerstone is so good to us.
Right, absolutely.
Which is where, as I'm speaking of Cornerstone, that's where our silent auction and luncheon will be. At Cornerstone out on Route 4 south of Marion. And they, it's laid out so nicely.
Mm-hmm.
And the people are so kind.
Yes. Yes, they are. Very generous.
Very generous.
Very generous. And you know, they have a wonderful pastor there.
Oh, yes.
Yes,
oh,
did.
Yes.
Very very nice gentleman and his wife. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I met them a couple of weeks ago at a, before I say I do, before I say I'm done. It was beautiful.
It
I
is.
I never heard it presented
quite
like that. You
exactly.
know, and they had three pastors, them and their wives,
mm-hmm.
and they did different segments of it. It was
well, you know, we equate that to marriage.
Yes.
But we should really equate that to Christ as well.
Right, any relationship.
And any kind
yeah.
of relationship. To say, I do, I'll take this responsibility.
Right. There you go.
And then when you get tired of it and you want to throw in
mm-hmm.
and say, I'm done,
right.
we really need to sit down and research that relationship. As I said, age has a factor when we want to stop, but we also need to understand that that relationship, whether I'm on the job as a receptionist for Mr. Dittmars, or whether I'm at the church working on with silver and gold ladies, whatever I'm doing, I have to be committed to that relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And if we could get more people committed to that, Linda, I think we'd have more volunteers.
I think so too.
And I also think that it would be important for us to just really understand, once you become committed, and we all know life changes and things
yes, it
happen.
Does. Yes, it
but
does.
It does. It doesn't have to be an excuse.
True.
You know, it's, I've been widowed twice. That's not a reason to quit.
No, it's not.
It's a reason to go on. Whether you're by yourself or whether you've got a spouse or a mate, it's still important that you continue what you feel God has called you to do
mm-hmm.
or what you've committed yourself to.
Right.
You know, we look at the different social clubs, and they're committed to those. Nothing is more important than our children.
Right.
That's our heritage. That's our hope.
It is.
That's our new world.
Our future.
And it's our future, exactly.
And you know, I think about parents and the Good News Clubs and the JYC Club, which is at Grant Middle School, and the day and the time that we're living in. I mean, if you just watch the news, just half an hour in the morning, even 15 minutes,
mm-hmm.
you know, they give you like the latest news, right, what's up front. And even that can make your heart just go pitter-patter.
Oh, yes.
Because there's so much going on, so much murder, so much trafficking of our youth and kidnapping of our youth, and our youth are dying.
Well, and there's so much desensitivity and devaluing
yes,
of
yes,
life.
Yes.
That it's so commonplace.
Right, it is.
And you know, my sister says this all the time. you know, when television started, they named it correctly because it tells a vision.
Yes.
And it implants thought processes into our children.
Right.
And we need to counteract that. And we need to understand, which is why the people who are sponsoring this, and in a minute I'm going to read off all these names before we run out of time, but all the people that are sponsoring is see that importance,
mm-hmm.
that we invest in
True.
These children. And it's a short period of time.
Yes, it is.
Because these children, they're in kindergarten today. 12 years from now, they're going to be graduating high school.
And that's true, Lorelei, but I'm saying, young people are dying too.
Yes, they are.
You know, I mean, there's
they have no hope.
No limit. And if a parent or a grandparent doesn't stand up for their grandchild or their children or even nieces and nephews, give them Jesus. And people don't, yeah, I think people kind of lose that. Well, like you said, they're going to graduate, they're going to go to college, and that's not necessarily true.
It's not.
Not in
because our young
world.
People are, you know, there are so many things out there that talk about the high you get when you do things. I remember when my daughter was, Tanya must have been in the seventh grade, and she came home,
mm-hmm.
and she said, "Mother, I heard something today we need to talk about." And I said, "Okay, what was it?" She said, "I heard that when you're hanging yourself, there's a real high when you first choke."
Really?
And I looked at her and I said, "Where did you hear that?" And she said, "Well, somebody was talking about it in a book." I said, "Tanya, that's not true. There's no high when you're thinking of dying.
Mm-mm.
And without Christ, there's no hope."
Amen.
And our children today are looking for things to sensationalize mm-hmm. their lives.
Mm-hmm.
And they think they'll try this.
Right.
Or I'll do this and it'll sensationalize. I'll get the attention I want.
Right.
And we're losing our children in that manner. And we're losing our children when we look at that kind of thing.
True.
Because they don't have the stability.
No.
And their world is not anything like it was 20 years ago.
No, it's not.
It's not even like it was 10 years ago.
I was going to say 10.
It's not, you know, we've all...
And even 5 has just moved on. It progresses.
It just progresses.
It's progressive.
And we don't understand why things happen.
But they happen.
But they happen. And, you know, the other thing, children need someone they can talk to.
Yes, they do. And trust.
And trust. Which is, you were talking about the Good News Club. That's one of the things I like about the Good News Club. Because we're trained as instructors, and all of our lead teachers are trained. We don't just go into this and start something.
True.
All of our teachers are trained. But we're trained to listen as well and to hear what that child is saying.
Right.
And sometimes they just need, they'll come up and they'll lean against me, or they'll put their arm around my neck, or they'll want a hug.
Right.
They'll come. I missed a couple weeks ago because I was so sick I couldn't teach.
Mm-hmm.
And Judy and my sister Betty did. But the next week when I went, they all came by. All 12 of them came by to hug me and tell me they were glad I was back.
Right.
You see, you build that relationship. We were
True.
Talking about the relationships. When you start these clubs, you're building a relationship with those children.
Yes.
And this 45 years, and you know, if you can't volunteer, if you don't have the time,
mm-hmm.
you can support us financially. We have a $10 a month club.
Right.
And that $10 goes a long way. And all you have to do is mail it in. We will have information. We also now take credit cards.
Okay.
And it's so much easier. You know, I'm supporting one of our missionaries who's in Thailand. And it's just so much easier to put it on my credit card and know that I'm paying that this month.
Right.
So we take credit cards as well. But it's important to begin to build that finance. We're starting, we have a prayer line that's a missionary prayer line
mm-hmm.
that some of us are going to be joining and
okay.
praying that will bring finances in for CEF.
Okay.
But there's not a thing that the Lord does that doesn't need wheels. Finance is your wheels.
Yes, it is.
You have got to have the support
mm-hmm.
and you've got to have the finance. And $10 a month is a pizza.
Yes.
One pizza. It's not a lot, but it could go so far mm-hmm. in the ministry.
Oh, yes.
In Child Evangelism Fellowship, if we could just do that. And as we celebrate all of these things, and we celebrate life, and we celebrate 45 years, that 45 years has been a struggle.
Yes.
It has been people working in the trenches.
Oh, yeah.
But you don't have success without work.
And sacrifice.
And sacrifice. Willing
and sacrifice.
To do whatever needs to be done when it needs to be done.
Yes. Yes.
That's the important part. And, you know, it's the community, our leaders here in Marion mm-hmm. support CEF as well.
Oh, yes.
And that's a good thing, too.
Yes, it is.
And the principal at the school that I'm at, mm-hmm. he's just a gem, and so is the secretary. They are just so far, they are so behind us that they just, whatever they can do to help.
Right.
And we need that as well. We need people in those positions who understand what we're trying to do to help them. Because
mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, sometimes they're bouncing off the walls.
Yes, absolutely.
It's like, where in the world did you come from and what's going on?
You're right. And it impacts not only the school, but, you know, you know, sometimes we think that we know God, but yeah, we know some things about God, but
yes.
God, he just reaches out through every child that is in there, and they're going to impact lives all the rest of their life. They will
exactly.
be impacting other people
exactly.
because of that seed that was sown into them at a Good News Club or a JYC club. The
mm-hmm.
Child Evangelism Fellowship.
Right.
And it will take them the rest of their life. I know when I was in grade school, we used to, Mark Street School, we used to walk across the street on Greenwood to that church there.
Mm-hmm.
It's still there. And we would have a Bible study or whatever, and we'd have the little black and white papers that you would color and
yes.
learn a song, Jesus
yes.
Loves Me or whatever, you know. But that has impacted me all my life.
It certainly has.
All my life.
And, you know, I would encourage all the churches that don't have a youth group, I would encourage them to hook up with a Good News Club.
That'd be great.
Just hook up with one. We've got, all you've got to do is call Cheryl Lee, and we've got her number here somewhere.
At the here it is. 740-262-0939. Not only for that, but if you want to give a monetary
donation.
Gift,
yes.
If you want to be a prayer warrior, let them know. And also, if you need tickets for the event that will be taking place Saturday,
for the
March 2nd,
right,
for your $10 donation for your meal. Absolutely.
But I would encourage, if a church would hook up with a Good News Club,
mm-hmm.
they'd have an opportunity to buy snacks for the children,
mm-hmm.
to be there at Christmas time, to share in the story, and to get to know the children. But it would be a way of introducing the children to their church.
Yes.
To get children, because that's really our goal. We want to get the word in them,
mm-hmm.
but we also want to get them into a church where they can learn the word more and where they can be more active. My church has Rangers and Missionettes, and we have between 85 and 90 children every Wednesday night.
That's great.
But that outreach came mm-hmm. from the fact that we began to go to Good News Club. Ben started teaching Good News Club. I would encourage any church, if you're listening, contact Cheryl.
Right.
Say, I'm interested in helping support the Good News Club at
right.
Benjamin Harrison or George Washington or Taft
Middle
or
school.
Wherever, Grant, whatever school, Grant.
Whatever.
And becoming a part of that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not difficult. It doesn't take, you know, if three people gave $3, that buys your snacks.
Yes, it does.
I mean, it's not a big thing. But it's a God thing.
Yes, it is.
That supports. And I would encourage any church, any missionary group, any ladies' circle.
Mm-hmm.
Silver and Gold at our church is one that I use.
Okay.
You know, just to help us. Whether you've got someone who goes there or not,
mm-hmm.
just to be a part of that
right.
would help grow your church. And it would be, you'd be partnering and giving those children a foundation. Which is what we are after.
Yes, we are.
A foundation.
We are after our youth before the enemy takes them and destroys them.
Yes.
You know, without even having that chance. And not saying they haven't had the chance or opportunity, but I think that, and you may agree with me, the message is presented in such a way that those babies understand.
We have questions for kindergartners that they answer. I'm so proud of my kindergartners because they answer the questions from the story as well.
Right.
Number one. Number two, we can begin to input into them so that when they get to that point where they have to make a decision, we can teach them how to make biblical-based foundation, good, right, and wrong decisions.
Right.
Because once you make a decision, you have to learn to stand by it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we're not teaching our kids to make good decisions.
Sound
decisions. Biblical-based, just humanitarian decisions.
Right. Because your word is your bond. And
your
word, I think
yes.
that a lot of them don't understand that either. Your word is your bond. People, you know, when you say something, people are looking at you to see if you're going to follow through with what you said. And
exactly.
when you don't, then they're like, oh, they're not about anything.
Exactly.
Know?
Exactly.
So,
you know, it's kind of like
character.
Well, and we have, and I'll use this as an example. We have teenagers who take a job, a position, a work somewhere. Is it important for you to be on time? Yes. But
yes,
are they?
Is.
Most of the time, not. Is it important for me to be there consistently? Yes.
Yes,
it is. Is it important for me to present myself so that I'm presenting a sound-based person with a good reputation, which is what Good News Club teaches. We teach character, integrity, honesty, kindness to others, following through and standing on your word.
Mm-hmm.
If you say you're going to do it, we teach all of those things.
That's true.
And as we teach that, we're teaching them that when I go to work, whoever hires me is going to get a quality person because I'm going to stand on what I've been taught.
Yes.
I'm going to follow through on the way I've been taught.
Wow.
You know, how well would your program go if you said, oh, okay, well, I don't think I'll do that today.
Right.
Or I'm going to be 25 minutes late. Or, you know, it's important.
Yes, it's important.
That they learn that and that they learn it at an early age.
That's true. Very early age.
Very early age.
And, you know, this may be diverting from the subject, but, you know, some of the commission meetings that I go to, they were talking about, yeah, there are plenty of jobs, but some of the youth or young people, young adults, they are missing the soft skills, which is what you just talked about. Being to work on time, and when you're there, stay there.
Right.
No 8 hours, you
right.
know. Go the 5 days a week or whatever it
exactly.
is, 40 hours, you know. And it's like, okay, I go to work today, and hey, I'm gone off. You know, I get my little check, and I'm gone. That's.
And learning to budget your money.
Yes.
Learning to budget your time.
That's true.
Learning to budget your priorities.
Yes.
You know, I want, and I said this to someone the other day, for the most part, everybody wants what we have today that took us 35 years to get. They want
right.
in 5 or 6.
Right.
And they don't want to work like we worked to get it. And that you won't have a future. You know, my grandson is looking at college right now. He graduates this year. And he did the CPP program through Marion Tech. And he's going to graduate his high school. So he's starting out with hitting the ground running.
Right.
But he's got to stay committed to that.
Yes, he does.
You cannot just do that and think, okay, I've made it. No, you haven't. You've got to find him and finish through. And it's the same way. My pastor's son works at Wendy's.
Okay.
And he's committed to that job. Now, is that where he plans to build his future? I think not. But it's a foundation.
Right.
And it gives him a freedom.
Yes, it does.
And it gives him a reputation. Because people watch when you go from place to place to place, and pretty soon they have no confidence in you.
No.
How we behave, how we talk,
right.
we think it's so cute to pick on each other. But it isn't.
No, it's not.
Because people are watching. You're building your reputation. Is this someone I trust in my office?
Right, right, right.
Is this someone I want making my hamburger?
Mm-hmm.
Think about it.
Oh,
you
no.
know, and Good News Clubs and Child Evangelism Fellowship is all about teaching, which is why we do this auction.
Good character, yeah.
Because
absolutely.
this keeps us moving. This keeps us going. We have a budget.
Yes.
And we must hit that budget in order for the ministry to go on.
Mm-hmm.
And in order for that to happen, we have to be committed to this.
Right. It,
just as our sponsors, and I'm going to take a minute right now and just begin to read our sponsors. I'm not going to read phone numbers.
Right.
And when you come to the auction, you will all be going home with a list of the people who sponsored this.
Right.
Cheryl sent it to me today on a half sheet. It's going to be a neat thing to do. But our sponsors for this year for the auction on March the 2nd at Cornerstone Church are the All Souls Church, Community Christian Fellowship, Cornerstone Alliance Church, Dittmars and Associates CPA, Fat Memorial Baptist Church, First Federal Bank at Barks Road, Generations Realty, and loving member of Alex Beckner, by Bob and Carol Howell, Inspect Ohio LLC, the LaRue Baptist Church, Lucas Batten Funeral Home Incorporated in Upper Sandusky and in Nevada, Marion Grace Church, Mary Kay Independent Booty Consultant Margie Herr, MJ Knapp Insurance Agency, Ohio Basement Pros LLC, Parrish Organics LLC with Jim Parrish, Paul and Carol Obenayer Farms, Plotner Hardware, Prospect Street United Methodist Church, Prospect and Richwood Pharmacy, Sciota Prairie Tree Farm, Stewardship Driving Schools in Marysville and Plain City, Tastefully Simple Consultant Rhonda Herran, Three Lemons Insurance Agency, and Word of Life Christian Center. All of these people are buying and supporting and sponsoring in order for this ministry to go on. You will find every person on here is a quality, dependent business. What they say they'll do, they'll do. What they represent, they stand by. And it's important that we give them all what we can do to support their business.
Right.
Because it's important for them to be able to continue so that we can continue as well.
That's true. So true and so much needed. And I thank God for the people who do support Child Evangelism Fellowship right here in their own neighborhood, you know, their own city.
Did you notice how many different cities?
No,
you
I
know,
didn't.
Upper Sandusky,
okay.
Nevada,
all right.
the Prospect in Richwood.
Yeah,
I mean,
that's
we're
great.
It's everybody's supporting.
Yes,
and that's what's important
yes,
because
yes.
they believe in the ministry.
Oh yes, absolutely.
And I as I was reading that, I thought, oh my goodness, we've got LaRue. I mean,
yeah.
we got people from everywhere here. This
that's
is
right.
great because it says something about Child Evangelism
doing.
Fellowship.
Yes.
And it says something about all of these people.
Yes, it does.
It says
yes,
something
it does.
About all of these people.
And it says something about us.
Yes, it does.
The people
yes,
who
does.
Are trained to present this material to the children in our school system. I mean, we'd have to be trusted even be in school system. You got to have a background check to get in there.
Oh,
you
yes.
know. You
oh,
can't
yes.
be a no felon or have all that gook on your records or anything like that.
Exactly.
You know, they're looking for people with good character.
Right. Well, then you've got to have, I have to wear a badge. I have my
yes,
badge on my
I do
on
too.
My necklace.
Yep.
And we have accountability. We have
yes.
to have two of us. There's
right.
an accountability, two adults that have to be there. It's important for
yes.
that accountability. We also have to measure up to what the Marion City Schools want as volunteers.
That's right.
And their standard.
Yes.
And all of the county schools as well. We have a standard we have to meet and maintain.
That's right.
And sometimes you think, Lord, why do I have to go through all of this? But the bottom line is this. Once you've proven yourself, Linda, mm-hmm. you have to stay proven.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
That's the key.
Yes, you do.
That's the key. You have to stay proven, and it's important.
Yes, it is. You know, because like you said, you have to be who you say you are. You have to be that. You know?
Exactly.
Because people look at you, and they judge you by what they see, by what they hear out of your mouth, mm-hmm. and the things that you do with your hands, your works. You know, they judge you by that, you know. And they're not as merciful as God is.
Oh, no. No, and you've got to be the same everywhere.
Everywhere.
If you meet me in Walmart or Kroger's or Meijer's, yes. or if you meet me at a bowling alley or you see me in a restaurant, I need to be the same person.
That's right.
You know, and if I'm willing to pray over my meal at El Campesino's, mm-hmm. then I need to pray over my meal when I'm at Panera.
That's right.
Because I don't know who's watching. I need to be consistent.
Yes, you do.
In my lifestyle. And I need to be friendly and open. A smile goes such a long way.
Yes, it does.
And I smiled. We were at Panera the other day for family dinner a week ago, and there was a lady there. I was waiting on my daughter and grandson and son-in-law, and she came in, and I just looked at her and smiled and said, "Hi, how are you doing?" And she looked at me and she said, "You're the first smile I've seen today."
Oh, wow.
And I thought,
imagine.
Oh, my. And I said, "I'm so sorry."
Oh,
and she said, "Well, you've brightened my day." You never know what they've been through before they get there.
No, you don't.
And we need to begin
yes.
to just be ourselves.
Yes, we do.
You know, I mean, I don't have to throw my arms around you and hug you every time I see
no.
you.
Oh, no, that's true. No. Or call you every
or
day.
Or call you every day. But I do need to smile
yes.
and be friendly. We need to treat our waitresses the same way.
Oh, yes.
You know, we need to be consistent in where we go and what we do and what we say.
Right.
Because, you know, those little kids that see you out at the mall when we do the Kids Fest mm-hmm. or when we do Kids Palooza or when we're at the park, Saturday in the park.
Right.
They expect to see the same person.
Oh, yes. Yes, they do.
And, you know, that doesn't mean we don't have bad days, because we do.
Oh,
that doesn't mean there aren't days we want to pull our hair out, because we do.
Yes.
And it doesn't mean we don't walk into clubs some days and we have to be very strict and strong.
Yes, yes we do.
However,
yes.
they know us mm-hmm. and they know why we're doing it.
Oh, yeah.
You know, when I got to club last week, my sister was lecturing on behaving, following
was.
The EPS rules.
Okay.
And they all got the message.
Okay.
And they knew they were wrong.
Right.
They know. God love them.
Yes.
They know. And we know too.
Yes, we do.
We
yes,
know.
Yes, we do.
But I think sometimes CEF, Child Evangelism Fellowships, helps the adults more than it helps the kids.
Oh, it does.
I do. I really
it preaches
do.
To me every week.
Every week.
I'm like, okay, I get
it's
this
like,
check.
Okay. I didn't know that. Maybe I need to research
right.
this. Maybe I need to find this out.
Right.
Because it does.
Or check myself.
Or check
me,
right.
The word, you know?
Well, you know, everybody talks about making New Year's resolutions. This is a Laura Lee thing, okay?
Okay.
I think in November we ought to begin to do a self-evaluation to see where the Lord would have us improve in ourselves. Not make resolutions, because most of the time, by February 1st, they're gone anyway, you know. Like everybody and their brother was going on a diet, and all of a sudden it went right out the window. And,
yeah.
And so I think sometimes we just need to sit down and do an evaluation. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that I like about Child Evangelism Fellowship is that I learn those stories for Good News Club,
mm-hmm.
and it's a way of checking me.
Oh, yeah.
It's a way of seeing where I measure up with what this word says.
Oh, yes. Oh,
and
yes.
how it should be handled and what I should do. And you know, the Lord made us all different,
mm-hmm.
and he made us all with characteristics.
Yes.
But he wants to channel those characteristics.
Oh, absolutely.
He gave
yes.
me a big mouth, but he'd really like for me to let him take care of it, kind of thing. And
okay.
and seriously, we need to learn to do that, because sometimes I don't need to say anything, because it's not my place.
Yes.
I have an opinion.
Right.
But it's not my opinion that's going to count.
Right.
Sometimes I just need to hush.
I'm learning that more. The more you're quiet, the better things go sometimes, you know.
Well, nobody knows I'm a fool till I open my mouth. That's in Proverbs, by the way.
Right, absolutely.
They think
yeah,
a man is wise until he opens his mouth. I'm not sure where in Proverbs, but it's in Proverbs.
But that's
you know,
true.
It is very true. And you know what? These children are much wiser than we think they are,
mm-hmm.
and much more observant than we think they are,
yes.
and much more remembering
oh, yeah.
than we think they are.
They don't forget easy.
No, you don't. And I've noticed when I tell them I'm going to do something,
right.
I better plan on doing it.
Amen.
If I promise them pizza, I better have pizza.
Yeah.
If I promise them ice cream, I better have ice cream. I did a toy box.
Okay.
They want to know where the toy box is. I got the toy box. Trust me.
It's coming.
It's ready. We've got it. I've got that done, taken care of.
So thank you, Laura Lee Dawson, for being my guest today and letting our public know about the silent auction that will be taking place this Saturday at Cornerstone Alliance Church in support of Child's Evangelism Fellowship, Good News Club, JYC Clubs. And till next time, be blessed. This is Linda Sims.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP, Marion, Ohio.
I'm Charlie Evers, and I'll be on 10 till 12 today, and welcome your phone calls. Today, I'm going to leave it up to all of you to ask questions.
I want you, who are listening today, to invest your time and energy in this radio station. I think it's an interesting experiment. We're having a lot of fun doing it. But by your support, you can possibly arrange for them to get a better heater in the studio, because we talked about this last night.
Here we go.
That space heater just isn't doing the job. I have my parka on that I wore in the car to come to work this morning.
3 minutes in, and we're already on the heater again.
I'm sorry. It's killing me here.
No, let me tell the story about the heat.
Oh, okay.
Okay, let's get into this right away off the bat. Streaming live on the internet at www.wwgh1071.com. Programming on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM is supported by CRT Mechanicals. Address 2842 Marion Waldo Road. Telephone number 740-225-4495. Webpage crtmechanicals.com. Thomas Lawn Service for all your lawn care and landscaping needs. Telephone number 740-751-1783. The WWGH Radio prize policy is as follows. You have 10 days from the day you win the prize to pick the prize up. You can only win once every 30 days. WWGH Radio staff reserves the right to question any and all prize winnings. The WWGH offices are open Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. for prize pickup. The WWGH offices are located at 559 East Center Street in the lower level of the Belltone Building. Thank you so much for playing fair.
This is Patty Worcester with Marion Midget.